Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam here with your Wednesday edition of The Brief and wishing you a happy International Women's Day. Here are the top stories on eliteagent.com for Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2023. First up, we're bringing you the story of Queensland agency Solutions Property Management, who we've covered quite a bit over the last couple of years. They're doing their bit to help ease the rental crisis by teaming up with an organisation called In Community Connect to match tenants at risk of being evicted with a social worker to help them get their tenancy back on track. Principal Laura Valenti says tenants in the program learn valuable skills like how to manage their finances and keep their property clean. Meanwhile, landlords benefit by not having to go through the process of evicting a tenant, which can often be traumatic for everyone involved. Next up, everyone was expecting it, but that doesn't make it any easier to hear. We're talking, of course, about the RBA's decision to hike rates for the 10th time in a row, taking the cash rate to 3.6%. We chatted to industry experts including Jeff Lucas, Manos Vindikakis, Thomas McGlynn, Nerida Connorsby and others to get their take, with most indicating that they're expecting one to two more rate hikes beyond this month. In today's feature story, of course, we're bringing you insights from six leading women in real estate for International Women's Day. Each of our interviewees reflect on how the industry has changed, what workplaces can do to encourage more gender diversity, and what their advice for women starting out in the real estate field would be. In Brekkie Brows, a new Urban X office has opened up in Sydney's Northern Beaches. The latest REIA affordability report shows some positive signs for rental affordability. And in the equation of should I stay or should I go, we also reveal the key decision you need to make when selling your business. Finally, if you'd like a sneak peek into London's most expensive home, ironically titled The Home, H-O-L-M-E, it's back on the market for $446 million or £250 million, whichever way you're working, after being repossessed by receivers. The 205-year-old mansion, currently believed to be the most expensive property on the market in the world, according to Architectural Digest, sits on 4 acres of land in Regent Park, one of the city's 8 royal parks. Today's quote of the day comes courtesy of former GE CEO Jack Welch, who said, change before you have to. On that note, we'll be talking all about change and how a high adaptability quotient, or AQ, can help at this year's Elite Retreat. If you haven't heard of AQ yet, it's the ability to thrive in unpredictable environments, which we could certainly say we have right now. If you don't have your ticket yet, check out the link in the show notes. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more of The Daily Brief and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com/thebrief. As always, wishing you a productive day.